The only problem was I didn't know where these lamas were. And I just had these two names. And we hadn't heard of them. Bhante hadn't heard of them. Nobody that I knew of had heard of them. So I wrote back to Dada Rinpoche and got a reply from Jampel Kalden, his secretary, saying, Rinpoche thinks that it will be easier for you to find them. So that wasn't terribly helpful. So I asked around, and eventually Lokabandhu, who was at that time at the LBC, he found out where they were, and he sent me the two addresses. And one of them was in Germany, and the other was in New York. And I thought, spooky, eh? Yeah. So next time I saw Bhante, I said, I found these two lamas, and one of them's in Germany, and the other's in New York. And you remember, you know, that poem that I wrote, that I gave you, that you read in some poetry readings. So which one do you think I should go and see? To which Bhante, being Bhante, replied, Germany is nearer. Bhante is not someone to be presented with fait accompli by omens or anything else. So I did what my guru told me, and I wrote to the lama in Germany, who was called Dayab Rinpoche, which is spelled D-A-G-Y-A-B, Dagyab. It's pronounced Dayab. It's a big chunk of eastern Tibet. I wrote to him saying, hello, you don't know me, but can you help me out? And again, got a very warm card back saying that he'd be very happy to help me, but that this was a serious thing that we were doing, and that he felt that I ought to get to know him first to make sure that I wanted him to give me the initiation. And that sort of struck me in a way, because Dada Rinpoche had recommended him, so that was good enough for me. And anyway, I thought it was, if I'd been in Dada Rinpoche's position, I would have been more likely saying, I think I ought to get to know you to see whether you're ready for the initiation. But it's actually quite typical of Dada Rinpoche that he put it that way around. So I went to Germany and met Dada Rinpoche, who I really liked from the first time I saw him. Very warm, very, very warm man. And we got on well. So he agreed to give me the initiation. And I had to go to Menorca for some other initiation, which you need technically before you can have the Vajrayogini initiation. Then I went to Germany again for the Vajrayogini initiation. And finally, I was almost there, and I just then had to go to India to see Dada Rinpoche, to have it all explained to me. But then I had to wait for a while, because my father had cancer and was seriously ill. But at a certain point, it seemed like he was better, for a while at least. So I went to India with Arthur Darshan, my friend from Gokuloka, and we went up to Kalimpong, and I went to the ITBCI school sort of with a very full heart, only to discover that Dada Rinpoche had had a stroke the day before. So he wasn't going to be explaining anything to anybody, and I just spent time sitting by his bed, just doing white Tara mantras for him. And it's funny, I felt as if I still really met him, even though he never said a word to me. But then, anyway, so he wasn't going to be explaining the practice. So I then travelled on with Arthur Darshan. Then my father died back in England. I came back from India to England. And then I heard that Dada Rinpoche had died. It was a period of 2 weeks where I had those two deaths. Oh, and I turned 40 in the middle of it. I don't know what was going on. Something astrological or karmic was happening. So then I had to go back to Bhante, with whom I was checking this out at each step, and say, well, I still don't have the explanations, but Dada Rinpoche in Germany has been so kind and helpful, I'm sure he'd help me some more. So would it be all right to go and see him? So after we had a bit of discussion about that, Bhante agreed. And I went back to Germany and saw Dada Rinpoche, and have kept up that link with him ever since. For quite a few years, the way in which it was taught was that the whole thing was progressive, that you learned some, you practiced, and then you were given a bit more. So that was why I started doing it. But over time, I also thought, well, there are things that I can learn here for my own practice more generally, and perhaps for the order. So I've kept up that link, and it's been 15 years now, I suppose. And we've become good friends. But for quite a long time, I felt in quite a sort of anomalous position in the order, because it was actually quite rare at that stage for order members to be going to other teachers. But it hadn't been initiated by me, if you like. It had all just been set in train by Bante. So that was okay, but I felt in a strange sort of position.